So, Steve, why did you choose to become an attorney, and why law?
I was a political science major in college, and I was interested in the law, government, and politics, and I didn't know better. So that was the reason I went into law.
So what is your specialty of law?
I am focusing my practice on intellectual property law and media law, which means representing publishers of all stripes, whether they be traditional publishers in film, newspapers, book publishing, radio, TV, or new media on the internet.
Why did you choose this specialty?
You know, I think this specialty kind of chose me when I started my practice. The firm I was then working with represented some radio stations in Chicago, and I began to work on issues relating to media law, most notably defending radio personalities when they got in trouble for the things that they were saying on the air. And so I became somewhat knowledgeable about how to do that, and I enjoyed the work because it always involved issues of First Amendment law.
So you just mentioned enjoying your work. Can you give us an overall picture? What is it about your work that you really love?
I like helping clients solve problems and being a good partner with them in ways to use the law to help them in their businesses and also understand the law to help them avoid problems or get them out of problems when they happen. I really enjoy doing that.
How often do you have to get somebody out of a jam?
That's pretty much a daily exercise for me in my life. People call their lawyers because they have legal issues, and a lot of times those legal issues arise either unexpectedly or otherwise because the law is complicated. And so I would say it's a daily process for me of getting people out of jams.
What's a good day for you when you get a big win or a victory? What is that day like? What does that feel like to you?
It's always good to get a big win in a court proceeding, and that happens. Sometimes those are intermittent or few and far between because you work on cases for a long time before you get results. And so to me, the big wins on a daily basis are being able to be responsive to clients, to help them on their daily problems, and to be a good partner with them in the work that they're doing.
So let me ask you this. We're a country of laws. I mean, the rule of law is what has made this country. What is your general philosophy about the law?
My philosophy about the law is that it's complicated, but my job as a lawyer is to try to demystify it and make it as understandable and less complicated as possible for my clients, many of whom are sophisticated business people themselves. Some of my clients are in-house lawyers. But my job is to take my experience and my knowledge in the areas that I work in and help them understand it in a way that's meaningful to them in operating their businesses. And so I think that, you know, that's the job of a lawyer. That's my philosophy of practicing law. I think the law generally is growing more and more complicated every day, every year. And frankly, particularly in the areas that I work in involving technology, the law cannot keep up with the pace of technological change. Law develops much more slowly than technology. And so that creates challenges for lawyers guiding clients because you often have to make predictions about where the law is going to go, even though the technology far outpaces the law.
So when a client comes to you is seeking your services, what do you want them to know about you? What should they expect when they first interact with you?
I want to be a good partner with them. I think the job of a lawyer is to be a fiduciary to the client, a trusted advisor, and somebody who they want to come and develop a long-term relationship with. I've had clients that I have represented for many, many years, and I pride myself in being able to maintain those relationships and get to know the clients holistically as people as well as business people. And I think that I add value because of that, because I can understand the client's risk tolerances, I understand their business, and in that way I can be a much better advisor.
Compared to other lawyers practicing the same law that you practice, what makes you different than the other lawyers? Why should someone choose you?
I've been at this for 30 years. I have a great depth of knowledge and experience, and I am interested, as I said a moment ago, in developing a long-term relationship with my clients. I'm not a one-and-done type of lawyer. I want to be there not just today but through the years to help clients in all facets of their businesses as they touch upon media, publishing, and intellectual property.
That was great. So that little mic that you have, Steve, there's been a couple of pops in it. Are you like talking with your hands and hitting it by chance, or is it too close to
No, I don't think so.
Okay, let me ask you, if I can, let me ask you that question one more time. Just make sure that mic is maybe just a little bit farther from your mouth, maybe.
Okay, let me just adjust it slightly.
Okay.
All right?
Okay, good. Let me ask you that question. It was a really good answer. Just let me ask you again. Okay, here we go.
Sure.
So, Steve, when it comes to your competition, there's probably a lot of lawyers that do what you do. What makes you different? Why should someone choose you?
I've been at this business of law for about 30 years now, and I have a large depth of experience and knowledge from those 30 years in the trenches. And I try to apply that in a way that makes my clients feel comfortable in working with me. And as I said before, I like to develop long-term relationships with clients. I'm not about being a one-and-done type lawyer. If I'm managing a litigation matter for a client, that's great. But when the case is over, I want to sit down with the client and be able to talk about what we've learned from that process, how they might want to change their business practices, how they can learn from past experience, and, as I said, develop a long-term relationship with my clients. I want to be a trusted advisor for them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's turn to your personal life here. When you're not practicing law, is there a hobby or activity you love to do when you're away from work?
There sure is, although I will say law can be all-consuming from time to time. But when I'm not doing my job as a lawyer, I like to do the following things. I'm a bicycle rider. I'm a tennis player. I am a hobbyist magician and a very mediocre guitar player. So I do a lot of different things, and they're all diverse and take my mind sometimes off of the law.
That's good. Now, unfortunately, we had another one of those pops in there. I'm so sorry. I'm going to ask you one more time. That was a really good answer. Okay, here we go. When you're not practicing law, Steve, what do you like to do for fun? What is the activity you love most when you're away from work?
The law can be all-consuming, but when I'm not practicing law and in my office, here are the things I like to do. I'm a bicycle rider, a tennis player. I also am a hobbyist magician since I was 10 years old. And a very mediocre guitar player.
As we all are. That's the class I'm in. So can you tell us about your personal life a little bit and your family life?
Sure. I am married almost 27 years to my wife, and I have two kids who are in the process of growing up. I have a 22-year-old son who is an aspiring rapper, and I have a 20-year-old daughter who is an aspiring filmmaker. So neither one of my kids has shown an interest at the moment in becoming lawyers, but they are interested in the arts and entertainment, which is, a tip of the hat to the old man who spends some of his time representing those types of people in the world.
Well, you're in a good field for them, it sounds like. Okay, last question then, or I think it's the last question, unless I think of something else. So what is it you most want your clients to know about you?
I want my clients to know that I am in their corner, and I am an advocate for them, but I will also be honest with them and give them good counsel, practical advice to help them make the right decisions about how they conduct their affairs from a legal standpoint. I'll be, as I said, an advocate, but I'll be honest, and I think that's important.
That's cool. So do you represent artists like musical acts, artists too, like record deals and those kind of things? Not that those are all come along often, but
Yes.
You do all that kind of entertainment law.
Yeah, entertainment law is a good way to put it. So it's dealing with talent, dealing with production, dealing with intellectual property issues, copyright ownership, that kind of stuff, licensing. So anything along those lines, if you have somebody that needs that kind of work, remember me. Feel free to send them my way.
I should actually, let me ask you that question. We'll add this in. So, okay, here we go. 3, 2, 1. Mm-hmm. So, Steve, what kind of, when it comes to media, who do you represent? What type of law? Who would come to you for their services, for your services?
I would say any kind of publisher of any sort of content, and that may be traditional publishers like newspapers, radio broadcasters, television, filmmakers, and then new media on the internet. Anybody who's making content, and one thing I'll say today is that everybody's a media company today because we walk around with media production facilities in our pockets, right? So just about everybody from one time or another is going to need a media lawyer. So that would be a typical kind of client, anybody that's publishing anything really. And then, you know, we do a lot of work in the entertainment law space. So entertainers, production houses, musicians, artists, etc., are folks that we do a lot of work with.
Perfect. All right, Steve, thank you so much for your time. This has been great. We'll get this all produced.